College of Reverend Mishwe. I had received an apology of my team, but he has just arrived. She said she was going to run late. So those are the apologies that we have received. And then from the department, I did receive an apology of the deputy minister. Thank you.
Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. We are required to brief the Select Committee on our APC. The meeting was initially scheduled for yesterday, and it was changed to 10 o'clock this morning. So I thought I'd just come and join my colleagues at the start of the meeting. Jeffy is the head of our work on cooperatives, and we've worked together on the presentation. And so I'd like to be excused probably in the next 5 minutes. I'd like to be on time for the meeting across the road. You should all go with me.
Thank you very much. We will then honor Mabasa.
If we go beyond one, I will ask to be excused at one. Some pressing personal issues.
Honorable Chapa.
Maybe mine is similar, but mine is if we go beyond 12, I will ask to be excused also because I have to see a doctor. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Honorable Chan.
And I'd like to be excused at 20 to 1, please.
Thank you. Can we then go to item number 3, the consideration of minutes, the minutes of a meeting that was held on the 24th of May. Now on page 1. Page 2. Page 3. And page 4. Reflection of what took place on that day, can we then have a mover and a seconder for the minutes to be adopted? Honorable Mwabe.
Morning, Chair. Greetings to members and the department. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Any seconder?
Morning, Chair. Greetings to the department. I second the minister to be adopted.
Thank you very much. The Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development has adopted the minutes of a meeting that was held on the 24th of May, 2017. Can we then move to the next item on the agenda? The next item is the briefing by the Department of Small Business Development on progress report on Abalimi intervention program. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I'd like to hand over to Jeffrey and Dumo to do the report. Just advise the committee, since the start of this financial year, we actually have established a branch on integrated cooperative development, and Jeff is the acting DDG for that branch. So I leave the presentation. I'd like to be excused at this point, Chair, and leave the presentation in Chair's hands. He is supported by MZ, who is the director that works with him. If I'm correct, thank you.
Thank you.
Chair, thank you very much. Thank you to my DG, and also I greet all the honourable members of the Portfolio Committee, and I thank you for the opportunity. I will be presenting, Chair, on this plan, briefing the committee on the progress on the implementation plan on 12 Abalimi cooperatives. The presentation outline will touch on purpose and then the location of the cooperatives, remedial action plan, progress and achievements, and then the way forward. The purpose really is to account to the committee on the progress made in relation to the remedial action plan that was formulated and presented by the department on the 7th of December 2016, and then to provide a second progress report proceeding from the first report provided to the committee on the 8th of March 2017 in relation to the alignment the support services to the model of developing Abalimi cooperatives in KZN. During November 2015, we approved as a department the funding of the 12 Abalimi cooperatives in KZN across four district municipalities. And then in November 2016, 30th, we then as a department provided a progress report on the 12 Abalimi to the committee. And then there we acknowledged that there were shortcomings on the project, and then also we then came up with the rectifications and to sort out those shortcomings. And then during the same period, then the department then developed an action plan that was then endorsed by the portfolio committee in this regard. So we then, I'm presenting on that. The Abalimi cooperatives are situated in those areas, municipalities. At Ilembe, we've got two cooperatives, Yawe Shama Cooperative, Insabalele Primary Cooperative, Etegwini, we've got Sinatando Primary Cooperative, Green Farmer Primary Cooperative. At Ugu District, we've got Intombigabai Primary Cooperatives, which is Gwatolo Fresh Produce Cooperative, Esilo Women Primary Cooperative, Ulimo 12 Primary Cooperative. At Herigwara District, we've got Mwebe Zaki Women Cooperative, Selulele Primary Cooperative. At Umkungudlovu, we've got Farmline Food Cooperative and House of Glory Cooperative. That's how, Chair, they are situated in KZN, the cooperatives that we are, which constitute Abalimi. Now, the remedial action, Chair, we committed ourselves to really appoint a project manager in the department on the 31st of December 2016. We then subsequently were able to meet that particular task by appointing the project manager, which is myself, January 2017. And then we then committed to write letters to the relevant municipalities to introduce Abalimi agricultural cooperatives. And then we then executed that particular work. We were able to send the letters to all the districts introducing Abalimi during February 2017. We also then visited all the districts and engaged with both the officials in the districts, and also we also have the leadership in some of the districts, not in all, who came to grace our meeting. And then we then subsequently committed, Chair, to then develop an implementation plan for each of the steering committees in the district. Each of those steering committees has formulated an action plan, which is now guiding the work of those committees. We then committed that we will ensure that Abalimi are integrated into the IDP of municipalities so that we can leverage and invoke support from other stakeholders. All districts in our engagement committed and agreed to have the cooperatives being integrated into the IDP. But we have now received only two confirmations from Ilembe and Ugu District, who have confirmed that the have integrated abalimi to their IDPs. And then we then committed to harmonize the working relationship between COA and DSBD on the rollout of abalimi. We are therefore here, Chair, to conclude this part. We're just awaiting the letter which we're asking the Minister to then also deviate from the CSI guidelines so that we can then be able to enter into the relationship, because that deviation will enable us to then provide very explicit technical support to COA and then be able to enter into that relationship. We committed, Chair, to establish the steering committee in each of the municipalities. As we said, those steering committees are now established. They are all functioning in all the districts. It's just that is we were able to be invited to three of those that we participated in them, in all of those steering committees. And then in 31st March 2017, we were also committed that we will then draft a letter to National Treasury seeking deviation from the Cooperative Incentive Scheme guidelines. We then subsequently learned, Chair, that in fact the guidelines were approved initially by the Minister when it was under the Department of Trade and Industry. We then realized that that obligation really rests with the Minister. Hence then we've now written the letter requesting the deviation from the Minister to then do that. That deviation will entail the following, Chair. We are proposing to provide funding to clustering cooperatives up to a maximum of 11 million so that we could then cluster, because we see abalimi as part of the clustering cooperatives that we're going to fund them within that. We are then also proposing to have individual cooperatives to be funded and increase their funding up to 500,000. And then we are also then proposing that there should be technical support that is provided through the instrument to a maximum of 250. But what we are then saying here is that we will leverage on also CEDA to then provide additional funding where that funding will be required on technical assistance. And then we committed to provide an assessment of the needs of the cooperatives. That has been undertaken, it has been done. We are now currently sitting in a position where we have all the business plans that articulate very clearly all the needs of the cooperatives. Then we are in a position now to start funding them. And then we also then committed to provide working capital support to the cooperatives. And then we are saying that once the CIS division has been approved by the Minister, we'll be in a position to fund working capital for cooperatives. We then also committed to have the agreements signed, the cooperation agreements signed. As I said, three municipalities are still in consultation, Chair, and two have already concluded the agreements and have forwarded those agreements to the department. We are now processing them through our own structure so that they can then be finalized, those agreements, Chair. We committed ourselves to develop the concept document on abalimi. It has been developed fully, and it has been approved, that particular concept document. We then committed, Chair, to provide a clear technical training and access market to abalimi. We have CEDA, who is committed to kickstart training on management and governance, and also provide technical support to the cooperatives. Their training will kickstart on the first week of June 2017. We also then committed to popularize and also by launching the project, and then that one is still pending, because we're planning that it will then take place around August, Chair. And then in terms of the progress, as I've said, just to summarize them, two districts have confirmed integrating abalimi. The remaining three still consulting in that particular regard, and they are then going to come out. And also similarly, on the agreements, cooperation agreements, They've already two have provided us those agreements very clearly, Ilembe and Ugu District. We're waiting for the three. Etegwini, we're waiting for Herigwala, and we're waiting for Umgungundlovu. My colleague visited, I think, this week, Umgungundlovu in the steering committee, and then also they are promising to really bring that very speedily to us. And then I've already elaborated on the deviation and what it contains, the letter. With regard to CEDA, CEDA has also reported to us, Chair, because we had already written a letter to them asking them to begin the process of training and then provide those supports, three supports that we had asked them to do, provide training, all the elements of training, to also provide, to assist with technical support and then assist with access to market. On training, they informed us that they have now already are engaging, but before I go on training with Herigwala, CEDA Herigwala, they've already, they made a promise to the portfolio committee while the portfolio committee was there to provide suits for workers, and they have purchased those suits. And then also they have provided the billboards, and then they've also printed the business cards for the cooperatives in that particular district. On training, CEDA has been officially requested, as I said, and then as far back as the 31st of March, and then the CEDA has undertaken to kickstart training on cooperative governance on the first week of June 2017. The training will be delivered by the Coastal College. That's what they engage us to say. They have entered into an agreement with the Coastal College to provide that particular training. CEDA has also designed a new training manual focusing on finance for cooperatives, will be rolled out to all Abalime cooperatives. CEDA has recruited four agriculturalists to provide technical training to Abalime in KZN. And then the CEDA has just completed its own internal assessment of Abalime and is ready now to provide those support. And then once Chair, we have now secured the deviation, we'll speedily move towards funding the outstanding needs of the cooperatives, and we'll be working closely with our partners in the districts, with the agencies that are there, like Ilembe Agency, a development agency in the Ilembe, and all the other agencies that are there to fund these cooperatives. And then the technical support will be provided by ourselves and CEDA, and then also, and then CEDA is also going to play a part there, and then COA will also be part of that process. DSBD, and in partnership with CEDA, will then also secure markets for all these cooperatives. We have committed that our division that deals with access to market are also going to play a role to provide those markets to cooperatives as well. And then the remaining three cooperation agreements, we are pushing hard for them to be concluded as well. We're going to be working on that to make sure that when we come next time, these agreements are also finalized. And then we are going to work closely with the district and then to ensure rollout there. And then the DG Chair visited on the 26th of May a Ugu district and met with the leadership of Ugu district, and they then confirmed that they will then work together, and then because the agreement goes beyond just Abalimi, they've included all other issues into that agreement that are also of mutual interest both to the department and also Ugu district, which are going to be implemented. CEDA then also is ready to provide the technical training, and that they've already committed on those dates. We are going to launch after that on the designated date, Chair. With that, I complete my report. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much. I now open the opportunity for members to ask the Honourable Chair, followed by Honourable Chan.
Thank you, Chair.
Followed by Honourable Mabe, followed by Honourable Kapa, and then Honourable Beko. In that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. The report is noted and appreciated, but it is a work in progress, and the department must move with speed in resolving some of the issues in terms of these agreements that they haven't been signed as yet. And another issue, the department, in terms of the timeline, they are to adhere to the schedule, as you have put some dates, but you did not do whatever that you said you will be done by a certain period of time. And I think also in terms of these agreements with the districts that they haven't signed as yet, we are to be maybe at least, we'll appreciate if we can have an information in terms of by when will that have been done. Because if it will be like they haven't signed but we don't have a stipulated time, also it's also going to be a problem. So I think it will be proper that we do things as we have said we will, in terms of, like, for instance, you said by this time you would have appointed this, and then you, when you were supposed to do it by the 31st of December, you did it on January. I thank you, Chair.
Before Honourable Chance, I would want to add, Mina, a question on that. If you can explain to us as to why those deadlines could not be met as they had been planned. Honourable Chance.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to Jeffrey for the presentation. Yes, if we start on page 7, point number 6, who sits on these steering committees and how are they selected? Point number 7, I'm not quite sure I understand what you meant by the deviation already having been approved by the DTI, and yet there is still a letter from the Minister to Treasury requesting that deviation. Can you just explain that? And also, when are you expecting the letter from the Minister to Treasury to be responded to? Because clearly the response will determine the rollout plan that you have outlined in this document. Then, point number 8, determine the exact business needs by undertaking due diligence to inform funding. Well, if that is the case, how come you've already picked a figure of 500,000 rand per co-op if you don't know what the funding needs are? Then on the 11 million, you know, if you multiply 500,000 by 12, it's 6 million, which leaves another 5 million. Or is this an additional 11 million on top of the 6 million? We just need a breakdown of how that is going to be spent. And then does the working capital, is it included in those figures? And what is the working capital going to be spent on? Which then leads to the question, has COA or has the department or CEDA or somebody worked on a cash flow forecast for these co-ops? And will that form part of the training so that they can actually develop their own financial plan for the businesses that they're trying to build? Yes, on page 10 you were referring to the training taking place at the Coastal College. Well, is it actually at the Coastal College? Because I don't know where the Coastal College is, and it's probably a long way for these co-ops to travel. Are they going to go there? Is the college going to come to them? How is that going to be funded? How long is the training going to last? Then you talk about a secondary cooperative structure on page 11. What is that structure? Who's forming it? Is it formed by members of the primary co-ops themselves, which is traditionally how a secondary co-op is formed? Then launch the project during the harvest period. Well, will they have any crops to harvest? I mean, that may seem a silly question, but, you know, if they're going to be funded, does that include providing them with the necessary means to produce? And when is that harvest period? Obviously, it depends on the nature of the crops that they're growing. And then finally, the long-term sustainability of this. I mean, if you go back to the original presentation that we received from COA, I think that we were told that they wanted a 5-year agreement. It may have been 3, but 3 or 5 year agreement with the co-ops to enable them to become sustainable. Is that included in the sustainability plan for the co-ops, linked obviously to the marketing of the product and the offtake agreements. Thank you.
Honorable Mark.
Thank you, Chair. While I have nothing much to say, Brother Jeff, my colleagues have covered some just few questions I had. But I'm impressed, Chair, with the report. Someone was there in the oversight. The lot of things that were raised and concerns seemingly have been addressed. I'm even looking at the Herigwala Cedar office. I remember when they were with us in that spinach field, we complained a lot about their visibility, assistance they are giving to co-op, even providing billboards and all those things. And I'm very happy to hear that exactly as we express our concern, that has been covered, and that the department have actually left offices and go to district municipalities and have meetings with them, introduce these co-ops, and also that even some memorandum of agreement have been signed with those Ilembe and Ugu. I think that's an improvement, Chair. We cannot hammer them even if it's unnecessary. When they are starting to do what we say, we must appreciate. And I believe that the same spirit will move towards the 400 disaster issue as well. But for now, I'm happy, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. Let me also join my colleagues in appreciating the report. But now, a few clarities. One is on your, I think it's on page 6. Maybe I'm not informed, well informed about that harmonization. But actually, what has been the problem with that had to be harmonized between the department and I think with CORE, that harmonization, and therefore it will mean that at what level, at what extent did this need harmonization, and then how far, at what level that can satisfy. You also talked about the access to markets. I'll write here to find out if you have any communication or links with or interaction with the National Agricultural Marketing Council, NAMAC, whose duty is to ensure that people of these cooperatives are having access to market as a government department or the same entity of the government department. Another one is now that you have been appointed for this position and this responsibility, it would be interesting to know also how strong is the personnel that is available for implementation of this work, how much personnel and their capacity that this is going to be made to be effective. Next would be, how soon would this activity be visible? Because I don't think you have been appointed only for the 12 of Alimi. I think it's for the entire department, and therefore it tells me that while you are having this on the Alimi, there is work to be done in other provinces, which is not waiting until maybe this one has gone to a certain extent. Also, another part which I would also like not to be obscured is this part of what these projects achieve. They will be having income, and they will be creating jobs. And it means that now we are expecting that there'll be indication that they are overcoming some problems and so on. And then lastly, is maybe on your part now, in your own assessment, what challenges are you expecting or think you'll be facing with in this process of implementation? Thank you.
Honorable Honorable Beko.
No, thanks, Chair. Let me just allow me to thank Jack with the report. It's a true reflection of what is happening on the ground. Thank you very much. But another thing, Chairperson, I just want to agree with Jeff about the CEDA work that he's doing. It happened that I think 2 weeks back, they visited my office. We spoke a lot about what Jack has just mentioned. They are busy on the ground, and especially in Eriwala, they are very busy on the ground. You appreciate that, Jack. But I think your intervention was important because after you spoke to them, and I think they don't know what to do. But I just want to go to Nebazake, Jeff. I think I met one of co-op members. Nothing has been done, Chairperson, since we left there. Nothing has been done, and she was so depressed. She wants to know what is why there is nothing is happening on the side of the department, because we promised them that when we left the Chairperson during the oversight, everything was just like they are going to be helped. It won't even take a week for whoever comes to the department to assist them. But since then, nothing has been done. And Jeff, some of us, when we were at our constituent offices, we visit these areas, especially those co-ops, we visiting them. But Nebazake, I must report, Chairperson, I think something should be done on that one. But otherwise, Jeff, thank you very much for your report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Can the department respond?
Chair, thank you very much. I think my colleague is going to aid on some, and then I will take one. Let me start with the issue of the sustainability. On the sustainability issue...
Sorry.
Yes,
ma'am. Just can we allow members to take tea? Just 10 minutes.